We've got three possible candidates for the internship at UNESCO. Mm-hmm. They all have slightly different strengths, so I think it may come down to who's best at interview. Shall we run through UNESCO's requirements for this internship?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, well, the first thing is academic qualifications. It's absolutely essential that candidates are doing a postgraduate degree. In other words, a second university degree or higher.
Okay, so having an undergraduate degree definitely isn't enough.
Exactly. They'll have to be enrolled in a master's degree or already have one.
Okay, what about languages?
Well, they must have an excellent knowledge of one of the working languages of the organisation. Uh-huh. That means really good English or French, oral and written.
Right, so that's a prerequisite.
Yeah.
How about work experience?
Well, they don't mention that specifically, but it's obviously an advantage to have some work experience, preferably with an international organisation.
Mm. Yes, that's true. Now, you haven't mentioned computer skills.
Well, candidates are expected to be able to use office-related software. That's fairly standard.
Anything else?
No, but we'll be looking for some evidence of a special cultural or scientific interest. It is UNESCO, after all.
Yes, quite. By the way, how long is the internship?
It must be between 1 and 4 months, so they're not that long.
Okay. Should we take a look at the candidates now?